Blog Talk Radio. Episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. This is Kim. Cherish today. Right here on The Love Journey. Yes, you tuned in with your daily lover, Janine and Ingram.
After loving someone like
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey, a love experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Kim right here on The Love Journey. Cherish the moment. And that's what life is about, cherishing the moments, because this moment may never come again. No matter how we could recreate everything the same, it will never be the same. All right. Family, let's get ready and be very intentional about the breath, remembering that there is power, and I want you to remember that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that power is God. Even though it's known by many, many, many names, on this line, we recognize that great spirit, God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Family, let's bend into the third eye of our mind and be very intentional about the breath. We want to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose. Hold it to the count of 8. Hold it to the feeling of vibration. And release the breath. And remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time together, family. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe. And release. There's power in the breath, family.
Let's get rid of all the money hang-ups. I tell you how I want you to do this. I want you to get relaxed. Take about 3 good long breaths and stretch your feet out if you can. Now, I want you to place your hands in an upward position on your lap. Just let them rest in an upward position. Somewhat slightly cupped. You see, like my cup runneth over. And just repeat this with me, right here and right now. I open my mind to all of the goodness of life. I deserve it all. God wants me to have all of the goodness of life. It is God's pleasure to give me all of the goodness of life. All of the riches of life. Health, happiness, love. Success, prosperity, and money. I totally open my mind to the flow. With no reservations. I opened my mind to money. The being, doing, having power of the mind. The being, doing, having power of God in me. This is real money. This is the money that becomes every form of money.
This is the money that becomes every form
that I need and want.
That.
And now we're going to go into a visualization for a moment, so I just want you to close your two outer eyes. Tilt your chin slightly upward. And look through the third eye, the eye of God in you. And repeat this visualization prayer treatment with me. I now enter into the theater of my mind.
I now enter into the theater of my mind.
And I see myself.
And I see myself.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as I wish to be.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a healthy person.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a happy person.
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself as a loving person.
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a beloved person.
I see myself as a successful, prosperous person.
I see myself as a successful person.
I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see and feel myself as a person who has a lot of money.
I see that I have all of the money that I need for every good cause.
I see that I have all the money I need.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
I see myself with stocks and bonds.
Certificates of deposit.
Certificates of deposit.
A big investment portfolio.
A big investment portfolio.
I see myself having money making money.
I see myself having money.
Money making money.
Money
making money.
Money.
It feels wonderful.
It feels
good. I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
I see and feel myself enjoying the goodness of money.
Thank you, God in me, for money and all of the goodness of life. Now open your eyes slowly. Come back. And in closing, I say health, happiness, love, success, and prosperity, and a whole lot of money go with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Good morning, family. That was Reverend Ike, and we want to just know that we are prosperity. We are prosperity. We are abundance. Knowing that money is just another form of energy. Welcome to day 14 of our Money Love Challenge. And we're going to listen to Ayana as she gives us a money forgiveness prayer.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Amen. Amen. Good morning, family. You've tuned in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we've been doing this 21-day Money Love Challenge. We've been developing a more positive relationship with our money. And today what we're going to talk about is our belief system. Because our belief, our feeling nature, all of that is directly tied to the demonstration of how we feel in this lifetime. We're going to listen to Mesa, and we're going to come back and talk about the belief. Are we taking the limits off of God? Are we taking the limits off our thinking and knowing that abundance is our divine birthright? You were born to be rich. Yes, you were born to be rich.
This point in my life, I just want to have fun, and I want to be free spiritually. I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go, but what I do know right now is that God is amazing. Universe is amazing, and there's so much out there for all of us, that we never have to worry and shed a tear, and I'm looking forward to the rest of my life. Thank you.
Journey of Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and that was NASA. Keep your head to the sky, family. Keep your head. Welcome to day 13. Did I say 13 or is it 14? It's 14. Of our Money Love Challenge. 21 days of really being intentional, of developing a positive relationship with our money. And you know what's interesting? I remember the first time that I really understood that if you want more of something or learn about something, I remember listening to an interview with
someone who had interviewed George Washington Carver. And they asked him, how did you get to build all of those inventions with those, with the plants? He said the plant spoke to him. He said, let me tell you a secret. He said, when you fall in love with something so deeply, it will reveal its secrets to you. Can you imagine loving yourself so much that it reveals your secrets to you? And since we're on this money love challenge, can you imagine loving money so much that it reveals its secrets to you? I remember listening to on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We had a millionaire come on that day, and he said something to me that was a game changer. He said several things, and this was the first thing he said. He said, we always talking about, African Americans make trillions of dollars, and we only have this much wealth. He said, we know how to make money. He said, there's no doubt that we know how to make money. He said, but we have to learn how to let money make money. That was one of the first things that he told us. And the second thing he told us is we know how to make money. And I might not have it in the right order because actually he said this first. We know how to make money. He said, because we get paid and we pay the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. He said, but we don't have ourselves on our own to do this because money treats you the way you teach it to treat you. So our first thing that we've learned in our money love challenge, in our money journey, is that every dime that we earn, the first 10% of the money we earn is ours to keep, right? So some people say the first hour of the day, the first 10%, the first, Rosa said the first day of the week. But however you decide to put yourself on your own money process, we have to learn to that when money is in our energy, it takes on our thoughts. So if we teach our money to come into our experience and send it all back out to pay everything except ourselves, then that's what's going to happen. We know how to bring money into our experience and send it right back out by paying all our invoices but not paying ourselves. And I remember when that first time I read The Richest Man in Babylon, and maybe we should all, maybe this weekend, take our time and listen or read The Richest Man in Babylon. And I was so excited to hear the story. And the man was searching all over to find the secret to getting rich. And this man searching and searching, he goes around the world, he finds these people, and he said, and when he finally finds out the secret was to pay yourself first. And I didn't really get it, and I started doing it when I was young and started doing it. Then I fell off the habit. Then I did it again. But then one day, I was in my meditation, and I learned something very powerful that Spirit had led me to understand that when I have my money and my experience, everything in my environment takes on my energy, even my money. And so I teach my money how to treat me by the way I circulate my money. I was like, wow. So when I started to put myself first in my money energy, then my money began to treat me differently. It began to see that I was important to my money as well. And it was interesting because you remember when Dr. Dennis Kimball came on and he met with John Johnson, one of the first people on his journey to interviewing wealthiness. John Johnson of Ebony Magazine told Dr. Dennis Kimball that you could tell a lot about a person by their bank account, by what's in their bank account. And I didn't understand that at first either. T. Parker said how we do anything is how we do everything. How are we treating ourselves? And so that's what this Money Love Challenge is about. It's about teach our money how to treat us, how to develop a positive relationship with the energetic expression of money, because money is energy. Money is just another form of God's love, another form of energy. But how we vibrate is the level of frequency that money comes into our experience. And so it comes from our belief system. And so I wanted to just think about that. What are we still believing? And today in our money love journey, I want you to journal, because, you know, we're journaling as well. I want you to ask yourself now, what do you feel when you hear the word money? Now that you've been on this journey a little bit, how do you feel now when you hear the word money? What about a lot of money? How do you feel when there's no money? What emotions does this generate within your body? And see, this is the part that I really want you to understand, because we're a culture that gotten caught up in as we think. But it's deeper than what we think. And the Bible doesn't say as we think, it says as a man thinketh in what is heart. That means it's really about what we feel in our feeling nature. And because we're so caught up in the mind, we lost concept that it's about what's in our emotional level. That's where we attract, because what is the language of the universe? The language of the universe is vibration. And so the universe doesn't give us what we think and what we speak. It gives us what we're vibrating at. We can only attract at the level of our vibration. Now, I'm going to say that again. We can only attract in our lives the level of vibration that we're at. Your level of frequency is like tuning into the radio station. If you want to listen to V103, then you're going to tune into the frequency of V103 or whatever station you are, 95.5, whatever stations that you tune into on your radio dial, you have to tune it into that station, right? Well, the universe operates just like radio waves. Our body is a magnet. We live in a big battery. We live inside of a concept of a big battery, and it's all about magnetic energy. Now, yes, it starts in our mind, and our words do help change the frequency, but it's really about what we're vibrating at. Still vibrating at a level of struggle because you believe in struggle unconsciously. See, our cells have memory. Cells even remember how to be rich or how to be poor. That's why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, because it's embedded into the cells, into the emotional body. And what we vibrate at, if we vibrate at a level of poverty, then we will continue to live that life. If we vibrate at a level of prosperity, there's nothing you can do except attract prosperity, because money is not something you chase. Money is something you become by your level of frequency, right? So what emotions are we still generating within our body? And this is important to pay attention to if we want to change the trajectory of our money relationship. If we wish to live an abundant life filled with meaning, purpose, and passion, it's vital to master. Listen to this. Master our relationship to money. You don't have to be millionaires and billionaires to be wealthy, though, because wealth is not just about how much you have, but rather how you relate to what you have. Now, I want you to really get that. Don't let that go over your head. Money is not just about how much you have, but how you relate to what you have. So we heard Mr. Bowden, who was our millionaire, who said this to us. We make a lot of money, but we send it out to the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. We find a reason. Soon, we've already spent our money before it even came into our experience, before we even have it in our hands. He said, second, we need to do what? He said, develop a relationship with our money. If you want to learn about something, you have to have a relationship with something, right? You got to spend time with your money. He said, don't let your money come into your hands and then send it right back out. He said, sit still with your money And he said something real interesting. This, I know I said this, but I want you to really hear this. He said, speak to your money. Speak to your money. Then the last thing he said that was even more. He said, your money will speak to you. He said, people asked him how he became a millionaire. He said, in his meditation, his money will tell him where to invest. He said, his money told him. I want you to think about that for a minute. If you sat with your money and meditated, would your money speak to you and say, invest it? Would this stock come in your mind? Would this house come in your mind? Whatever way you want to use your money to invest. What would come up for you? And I want you to do that this weekend. Maybe take your money out and or your bank accounts or your credit cards and just sit with your money and first bless it, because anything that you bless has to multiply, right? So bless your money. Every time I circulate my money, every morning when I get up in this Money Love Challenge, I look at my bank accounts and I bless my bank accounts and my savings accounts, and I thank God for all that is in there and all that's coming to be in there. But if I sit with my money, will my money really tell me where to invest it? He said the secret to his millionaire was just to sit with his money and allow his money to direct his path, because it's all energy. So if it's all energy, then the energy directed him in where he needed to invest his money. I want you to think about that. And then when you say with your own money, what emotions are generated in your body? See, lots of money scare people sometimes. No money scare people all the time. What is in your energy when you think about it? And if we plan it on being wealthy in any kind of way, not just millionaires and billionaires, whatever financial level we decide that we want to be on, to create that financial freedom, because financial freedom is not about being a millionaire. It's about having more than what's going out, right? Having more money than expenses, right? That's the level we want to get on. And then taking the more and being able to do what? Invest it so that our money can make money. Because in order for us to really master money, we got to allow money to make money. He said, the millionaire said one thing. He said that you have to learn how to plant your money. Plant your money. If you're planting something, you're expecting a return or something to grow. That's where the level of money relationship I want us to be at, that we can decide that this much money we're going to start investing and expecting a return on our money. If we wish to step into an abundant financial life, it's equally important to examine our relationship to money. There are rules and beliefs about money that can move us forward or hold us back. It's time for us to reexamine, what are our beliefs now? Where are we in our belief system? Where are we in our belief system? Because there's a great abundance waiting for you. But just like everything, everything comes from the inside out. Everything comes from the inside out. And I know money triggers a lot, but you know what I've noticed in our group? Money doesn't bring up as many triggers anymore. I remember when we first started the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe Friday, we started having money conversations because I started to see that we were being blessed in many areas, but people were still being struggled in their money. And people were being triggered by the conversation. Now people are embracing it. And so I'm grateful. But maybe some of you all are still being triggered, because it's a topic that can really set people off. So if you find yourself getting triggered, if you find yourself still getting upset, just pause for a moment and see if you can get curious instead of triggered. And if you are getting triggered, write it in your journal and start to notice, why am I triggered by money? Because money seems to be like a powerful topic. And when you get your alignment and your relationship with money right, massive opportunities open up in your life. And it's not about just being a millionaire and a billionaire. It's about having that powerful, empowered relationship with money. Powerful, empowered relationship with money. In order for us to do this, the first thing we have to do is really question, what is money? So let's go to this topic. Yesterday, our money challenge was to what? Open up our mail. But let me tell you something. You can't heal what you're not willing to face. You're only as sick as your secret. And guess what? You can't heal if you're not willing to feel. And you can't heal if you're not willing to face. So no matter what's going on, did you open up your mail? Were you able to look whatever situations you have right now in your eye and know that God is bigger than whatever's going on in your money situation right now? Can I say that again? Somebody say that with me. God is bigger than my money situation right now. Because what is money? Just another form of God's love. It's just another expression of God's love, right? Money represents energy. So money represents energy and exchange of value. In life, there are transactions. We transact money and we exchange money for some type of value each and every day, most of us. That value might be buying a new pair of shoes. That value might be going to a workshop to invest in oneself. It might be purchasing clothes. It might be anything. It might even be buying a gift for someone. But there's a mutual exchange of value and of energy in every transaction. And so if we built up our money stories or money paradigms, we were told by someone, money don't grow on trees. We live in a scarce universe. You got to work hard. You barely earning a living. Whatever it might be, you really got to ask yourself, are you still living that money story? Because we live the story we tell. See, the stories we tell ourselves are the stories we live. What are you telling yourself about money? What are you telling yourself, period? Because the story you tell is the story you live. You got to ask yourself. So when you think about money or maybe not having enough money, what are the stories that you tell yourself about why you don't have it? Have we bought into the myth that teachers are not supposed to make money, artists aren't supposed to be broke, whatever myth that we believe in, that we got to work hard? What if I could show you in the Bible where God didn't intend for you to have to work hard? It was never intended for you to have to work hard. God said, if you seek ye the kingdom of God first, sometimes we forget where the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God, it resides where? In each and every one of us. And then check this out. I know a lot of us don't get it. God downloaded this into my spirit, myself. I know, you know, just like growing up in the streets, you know, game recognized game, truth recognized truth. God said in God's word in the Bible, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Where's the kingdom of God? Jesus told us the kingdom of God is where? Within us, right? Now, if you believe in the Quran, I can tell you a Quran story, whatever you want to hear, but we're going to use this Bible story right now. Right. And I respect all your beliefs, if you read Quran, the Torah, the Bhagavad Gita, whatever we want to hear, but their stories are very similar because the truth is the truth no matter what we call this energetic expression called God, the truth is the truth. And no matter how we want to do what we want to do, the truth is still exists, and truth cannot be changed because truth is going to be existing whether you hear or not. So the truth is this. The kingdom of God is where? In us. The kingdom of Most Allah, however we call this energetic expression, it lives in us, as us, all around us. You see, when God created us, when the Creator created us, the highest source, the most powerful energetic expression created each and every one of us. Let me tell you, it was so amazing because God handcrafted each and every one of us. And God said, and looked in our eyes and said, I'm placing all of myself inside of you. And blew inside of us, placed us in the womb of our mother's belly, and said, I knew you before I placed you even in the womb of your mother's belly. And said, I had plans of success for you. And looked in your eyes and said, good and very good. Now, that's a lot of the Bible, right? Because it says in Genesis, God was made in, we were made in the image and likeness of God, right? And then Jeremiah says, I knew you before I placed you in the womb of your mother's belly. And I had plans of success for you. So no matter what situation you're in right now, whether you feel like you don't have enough, whatever you are experiencing right now, this too shall pass, but this too shall pass into a place of where your intentions are. What are you thinking about when it comes to developing the more prosperous life? And let me tell you, most of us come from a place of feeling not enough because we don't feel good enough. Most of us have lack experiences because we don't feel good enough. We lack relationship because we don't feel good enough to be in one. Because we've gotten into a paradigm where we think a certain something is beautiful, but there's no monopoly on beauty. Beauty comes in every color, every shape, every size. And there's someone who appreciates your beauty just the way you are, because you are enough just the way you are right now. You are the right color. You are the right size. You have the right hair texture. There's no such thing as good hair and bad hair. We got to stop buying into the paradigm and all this, and I'm just going to say it, BS that people keep telling us. So we don't let ourselves shine bright because we're afraid that maybe our hair is not the right texture, or our skin color is not the right color, or we don't have enough of this, or maybe we got too much of this, or, you know, the hips and the buttons, all that stuff. But let me just tell you, what if I told you right now a secret that you were enough just the way you are? Just the way you are. What if I told you you were the right color just the way you are right now? The right size, the right hair texture, the right everything right now. You are valuable just the way you are. Now you're saying, what does that have to do with my money? Do you know self-worth equals our net worth? We make decisions based on how we feel. We make decisions. We go shopping based on how we feel. We use our money based on how we feel. When I'm not important to me, then guess what? My money is not important to me. Guess what? So I do what? I give it all away by paying all the things I have to pay or finding a reason for something to do with my money other than investing in me as well. Because what our money, the way we feel about ourselves, John Johnson said you could tell a lot about a person by looking at their bank account. Now, that first time I heard that blew my mind because I didn't really have nothing in my bank account, so I didn't feel much of nothing about myself. But I realized the more I began to value and see my own greatness, but it took prayer for me to do that. It took prayer for me to sit down and say, God, can you show me my greatness? Because guess what? I was showing up not good enough. Guess what? And guess what my money was doing? It was showing up not enough too. Woo, I don't know how. God, you're going to have to work this out. Ooh, God. And guess what? I was praying those small prayers. Why was I praying just enough to get by instead of saying, God, give me more than enough? Why was I praying, God, can you just help me make my mortgage payment? God, can you just help me make my car payment? Why can't I pray, God, pay off this debt and make me financially free right now, Holy Spirit? Help me to be financially significant in the mighty consciousness of who you are in me right now, God. Because I got a big God, but why was I going to my God with my small dreams? If I got a big God, why was it? Because I had small ideas about who I was and how I showed up in the planet. Because I wasn't seeing my value. I didn't understand my greatness. It took prayer for me to learn how to see it. One day I just woke up and said, this is enough, God. I don't want to live like this no more. And if I don't want to live like this, what do I first thing I need to do is I need to see myself differently. See, I need to show up differently. And how I show up, because I am responsible for everything in my universe. I'm talking about everything in my energetic expression is a reflection of me. So my money is a reflection of me. My relationships is a direct reflection of me. My struggle, my poverty, my riches, all of it is a reflection of how I thought. Somewhere my faith wasn't big enough to dream my big God-sized dream. I had to learn how to change my belief, because one day I had to ask God, faith without action. But you said to me, God, is dead. But you said to me, God, when I first got laid off from work, I could not understand. I was making six figures. I loved my job, everything. But they cut our department off. And now I went from six figures to my unemployment. And then I went from unemployment, my daughter turned 18, so they downed my unemployment. And then my unemployment went zero. And then I had to live in this universe and figure out what I was going to do. And God said, I thought you said I was your source. If I'm your source, why are you in fear? And the first thing we do when we get laid off or something's cut off, the first thing we do is we try to diminish how we live. And God said, but if you have faith in me, why are you diminishing? Why are you not expanding? See, we start thinking about, okay, well, I got this one, because we only want to operate in what we see. But what is really truly faith? Faith is belief in the unknown, trusting in the unknown. I had to open my mind, and I had to move past my fears and look beyond. I had to become the metaphysician that I truly am. What's a metaphysician? To see beyond the physical. I had to see beyond the physical of what was coming in, knowing that I bank at the bank of the unlimited universe, right? And I had to move past my own energetic fears of what I had believed of how my money had come in. And God told me, kept putting me in this scripture. He said, I'll give you a house you didn't build. I'll give you a land you didn't toil. I'll give you an oil rig you didn't dig. I'll even give you a great bag that you did not plant. Okay, God, how can I get that house I didn't build? How can I get that? And God said, seek ye the kingdom of God. Well, who is God? Where is God? And God said, who is God? Where is God? I'm God. God is in me. God is me. I am. I was really confused because I knew I heard it, but I wasn't believing it. I didn't believe that truly God was in me that way, because I grew up believing in a God outside somewhere, that this energy was looking down on me and making sure I was good or bad. It was all about my good or bad. It wasn't about the relationship. And I said, if you truly want to live your true life, so seek ye the first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And I said, well, what does all your righteousness mean, God? God said, all of your own gifts and talents. And God said, what will happen if we seek our own gifts and talents? God said, now this is the word now. I'm telling you what the word says. Seek ye, so all my righteousness, if I seek the presence of God that's in me and all of the righteousness that is in me, all of the righteousness in me is the gifts and the talents that God had placed in me, then what God said will happen when we use our gifts and talents? God said, I will place you before, make room for you, your gifts and your talents, and make room for you and place you before great people. So my job is to seek the kingdom of God and my gifts and my talents. And then God said, what will happen? All things will be drawn unto you. And they say you have to work hard for it. What is drawn? Drawn means to what? To magnetize or attract, right? To draw something to you means to magnetize or attract. And remember, we live in this big battery of a universe. Everything in this universe, what is the language of the universe? Magnetic energy, vibration. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this up because we're almost at the top of the hour and bring in a couple of people who want to talk about some things that's happening. But I want you to just breathe that in right now, that the presence of God that lives in you wants abundance for you. The presence of God that is you, as you, all around you, that created you, that knows everything that you were created for, your purpose and your passion. How can you seek that purpose? If we seek our purpose and our passion, if we were to really think about what the kingdom of God is, the kingdom of God is all that we are inside of us, all of that, all of our purpose, all of our passion, all of the things that God placed so eloquently in our heart and sent us to the planet and chiseled magnificent on our heart and lifted us into very good pride in creating us and sending us to the planet to be an expression of God, because how God operates is through us. We are the expressions of God on this planet. And so God operates through us. When we get an inspiration to do something great for somebody, that's God operating through someone to be a blessing to us. And God uses us on this planet to express God on the planet, to remind people of God's goodness. So if we really begin to see ourselves in the greatness and value the gift that we are and really seek to see who we are, our energy will heighten and we will attract more money into our experience. Let me tell you, Dr. Johnny Coleman always told us, I remember I was a little girl growing up at the feet of Dr. Johnny Coleman, and she always explained to us that everything is a reflection. And I remember the first time I did a workshop, and I was so concerned about whether how many people were going to be there and how many people. And I remember the words of Dr. Coleman coming, everything is a reflection. If I wanted more people to show up, then I needed to move out the way and allow my energy to attract more people into my workshops, into whatever I wanted to do. Because it was about my reflection. It was about me reflecting the energy to allow the magnetize of the light that shines in me to magnetize all the greatness of what it was that I wanted to do. But it was up to me to change my thinking, to change my belief system. So if we can get really clear on how we want to add value, add the greatness that we are, and then we got to ask ourselves, how can I then take that value that I want to add to the world and be properly compensated for the value that I bring to the world? How can I take a look at my money stories and my limited emotions that keep money out of my experience? Because we have so many people, entrepreneurs and business owners, that provide massive value to the world, but their own money paradigms, their own money stories really allow them to not receive all that God has for them. Remember, God can only do for you what God can do through you, because God operates through us. But the real answer is asking the powerful, potent question. It's in our asking. Steve Harvey said, if we up our ask, God will up his give. That's something to think about. Why are we praying those stingy prayers, God? Oh, God, if you could just let me make it through, God. If you could just help me pay my mortgage, God, in the mind. Why, God, this is my right here. You gave me this condo, this house, or whatever, in the mighty consciousness of what is. I claim you make this a debt. This financially free, mortgage free right now. I ask you to give me this and more, Holy Spirit. Not only that I could be a blessing to myself, that I could be a blessing to my family and my community, Holy Spirit. In the name of the consciousness of what is, can you bless me right now, Holy Spirit? Not that, oh God. Yeah, I used to pray that old stingy prayer that Reverend Ike say. I used to pray them stingy prayers, God. Ooh, you just help me. God. No, we've got a big, abundant universe. We got to stop praying them stingy prayers. We got to start claiming our big dreams, our God-sized dreams, operating within the gifts and talents, knowing that our gifts and talents will make room. God, you said, and ask God, look, God, you said, if I take the first step, you'll take the second. You said, Holy Spirit, that I had not because I asked not, God. You said, if I ask according to my belief, I shall receive. God, up my belief system right now, God. It's just in the words. We got to transform the words that we're speaking. We got to transform those limited money stories and beliefs and how we and believe that we can receive unexpected blessings. Make room in your budget sheet for God. Put a line item on your budget sheet for God. Okay, I make $5,000 or $2,000 a month. I got this much money coming in this way, and then I put a line item right there and for my unexpected income. Yes, I expect God to bless me with unexpected income every day, God. Yes, God, I'm ready to receive your my unexpected ready. I'm ready. And I give thanks for what I expect, and I give thanks for what I already have, because anything that is blessed is going to be multiplied. If you want to multiply your money, you want to multiply love, bless the love that you have between you and your spouse, you and your children, and anybody, you and yourself. Bless it. And even bless your money. I bless every time I circulate my money. If I put in a card to give to someone, I ask it to bless that the person that is receiving this will be blessed tremendously, and that it will return to me and bless me as well. When I pay for something, I bless my money. When I get it out the bank account, I bless my money. And I ask God to amplify, spiritualize, and multiply everything that I circulate in the right now moment. May it come back to me. Amplify, spiritualize, and multiply. This is a powerful way that we can massively shift our relationship with money. And remember, money is energy. And you deserve, now come on, I want you to hear this, you, yes, you, if you're on this line, guess what? It's not by coincidence that you're on the line today. We got a lot of new callers, lots of new callers on our call. You deserve to receive all of that energy. You deserve to be rich. You deserve to have all that you desire and more. You deserve to invest and give that energy. That energy is a cycle. And when we cut off our receiving, because some of us don't know how to receive, even when we cut off our giving, some of us don't know how to give. When we cut off the receiving, we cut off the giving and the energy blocks. So what really makes it your entire intention to open up and allow yourself to be within the ebb and the flow of the energetic financial exchange in your life is to know that you deserve it right now. You are more than worthy. You are more than good enough just the way you are right now. There's nothing that needs to be changed in you as you, and you have everything you need inside of you. For whatever, because let me say this to you. I want you to hear this, hear this, hear this. God will never give us a vision without the provision. God will never give you, the Creator, the Most High, Allah will never give you a vision without provision. Never. Get out your way. We need to get out our own way. Half our problems is we just need to get out our own way. Because God don't need our help. God just needs our permission. Remember our definition of dreams, desires? That's God's habit. God saying, hello, I want to manifest more of myself through you. And the more you allow the presence of this energetic expression to magnify through you, guess what happens? More happens. Abundant happen. Oprah Winfrey didn't get out there on that Essence stage that day and say, oh, I'm living my dreams. Now, I know people didn't catch it. She walked out on that stage in that beautiful red dress and them beautiful red pumps, and she walked out on that stage doing a phenomenal woman poem, and she said this, family, I'm living the dream, y'all. Listen, she didn't say I'm living my dream. She, and I caught it. I said, wow, she didn't say I'm living my dream. She said, I'm living the dream. Not because I'm special, but because I was obedient to the call. I want you to marinate on that. I know I said it before, and some of you all heard it, but I want you to really marinate on that. She said the answer to life is living, the answer to living the dream wasn't because she was special. She said because she was obedient to the call. She was obedient to the call. She She's obedient to the call of her own life. She got out her own way. And that had to be a massive thing for Oprah to do. Because people don't really know the story. You got to think about where she comes from, had to beat her own money beliefs, and then she had to get out her mind. She wasn't light-skinned like people want to think, or she didn't have a certain hair texture to be on TV. But guess what? She didn't let none of that stop her. Even though she had her own insecurities about it, she didn't let none of that stop her. Because you know what? When we stop buying into the idea that a certain skin color is better than another skin color or this is that, then no matter what people tell us, we can move through life. We only going to move through life the way we believe. If you believe that only this color is nice looking or this color hair or that kind of hair, then you're going to be stuck. Because I'm going to tell you right now, God don't care about no color, no skin. God don't care about no texture, no hair. And God is willing to bless each and every one of us according to our own beliefs. So when you stop letting society tell you what is and what isn't, Oprah didn't let no society tell her that she had to be light-skinned or she had to have this kind of hair or she had to have this kind of body type. But Oprah followed the call. And guess what? When we follow the call, and I'm going to leave you with this thought. Not only will you get what you wanted, because she only wanted a house with six trees. Her biggest desire was to have a house with six trees. She had went over to someone's house who had a lot of money, and she was standing in front of the big picture window out there looking out in the front of their house, and they had six trees. And she just wanted a house with six trees. But God does things so abundantly. Let me just tell you, come on, God, do your stuff. 324, which is one of my favorite scriptures. Now, abundantly, I will give you more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. She wanted a house with six trees. Oprah has how many trees on her land right now? 3,686 trees. You know how she knows? She paid somebody to count them. Now, you know that's money. Pay somebody to count the trees on her land. Because that's how God does things. Our Creator does things. I will give you more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. Abundantly more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. Come on, family. I want to wish you an Ephesians 3:24 life. I'm going to invite Khadija Ali in for our 14-day money challenge, and then we're going to go ahead and invite a couple of other people who want to tell us about some great things coming up in Chicago and this weekend on the line. Good morning, Khadija Ali, day 14 of the money challenge.
Hey. Good morning, Lady Love. Good morning, Love Journey family. Today is day 14 of our money love challenge. If you have been following, yesterday was day 13 where you were to open it up. That's right.
Open the mail.
Look at it. See where you're at. Don't avoid it. It's not as bad as you think. I promise you, it's not as bad as you think. Today, family, we're going to get into the spirit of receiving. So, Lady Love, everything you were sharing this morning, especially when you talk about receiving, I said, oh, my God, this is nothing but the Holy Spirit on the line, because today we're talking about receiving. So today you're going to notice each time someone gives you something. And I want you to write it in your journal. Write down all the things that you receive. So this morning, literally as we were on the line, I went to Starbucks, and I was walking out the door, and I stopped. I still tend to do this. I stopped as this gentleman was opening the door to come in. And so I stopped, and he stopped and allowed me to walk through. And I said, thank you. So I'm going to write that down in my journal that I received an open door from a very generous gentleman. So family, write down those things. Write down the hugs that you get from your family. Write down the love that you receive from your children, or the hello from your neighbor, whatever it is, material, non-material, write it down in your journal. Notice how you receive today. And with that, I am complete. Lady, love. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I'll be on the money. I didn't even know. I love, love, love that. Thank you, Khadija Ali. Yes, today is day 14 of our Money Love Challenge, and it's all about receiving. And some of us are not great receivers. I want you to be gracious givers, and I want you to be exceptional in receiving. Some of us can't even receive a compliment. Somebody tell you, girl, you looking good. And the first thing we want to say, oh, girl, I'm so tired. You can't even just say thank you. So a lady told me yesterday, I was went and got a mani and pedi. And she said, girl, that's some pretty, you know, I don't really wear gym shoes that much, but I just came back from walking around the park. And I said, let me go get me a mani and pedi, right? So I had on these orange. They are beautiful because when I bought them, I loved them. But they're a little dirty now. And so just a little tiny bit. Because I washed them. But this one little dirt spot won't come off, and I was disappointed. But that's just me. So I was, she was like, girl, I really like those sun shoes. I was like, and I was tempted to say, girl, but she said, and then I said, oh, thank you. And I didn't say nothing else. I was so proud of myself. I just simply said, thank you. Some of us can't receive a compliment. I want you to learn how to receive a compliment. If somebody tells you you're beautiful, don't be talking about, oh, I'm tired, girl. I ain't even getting no sleep last night. Look at these things. You just simply say thank you. And then I want you to look in the mirror and say, thank you, I am. Even some of us can't receive compliments. I want you to learn to receive. I want you to be a great receiver. Family, day 14, receive. I am a great receiver. That's what I want you to say to yourself all day today. Every hour on the hour, I am a gracious receiver. I am a wonderful receiver. I am ready to receive all of your goodness, God. That's going to be our affirmation today. Every 30 minutes, every hour, anytime you think about it, just open yourself up, take your arms and say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to receive and just make a big open receive so that the universe can open up itself to just pour down and rain on you all the goodness. We're going to invite Miss Soul Purpose herself, Miss. My girl, I just love, love, love. When I tell you I love her so much. Peggy Riggins, open up your line. *6, if you're on teleconference. Let me see, did you come on teleconference side or did you come on Blog Talk? If you're on Blog Talk, just press 1. We got so many callers, I got to look. *6 if you dialed in 712-432.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This
I
is Peggy Riggins.
Yes, it is, and I am grateful for somebody.
Yes, yes. I am just one grateful somebody.
I'm a one grateful somebody. I'm living the dream. Because I am obedient to the call. Thank you.
Not because I'm special. Yes, she said, not because I'm special, but because I was obedient to the call.
That's hot. Ooh, that's it. That's the word for me for the day. So how you doing, Love Journey? I hope everybody is well. I am also grateful and also humbled to be able to always come in and share what I'm doing and update you on what I'm doing on this wonderful call. I feel at home every time I'm here, and you know my story, so I'm definitely one grateful somebody to wake up on this morning and to share an awesome event. I'm so proud of this event that's coming up Sunday, this Sunday, and it's going to be held at the WVON Legacy Room, and that's 1000 East 87th Street. Starts about 3 p.m. But Love Journey, what's so exceptional and so why I'm full of pride and joy about this event. You know, I've done many events, and this is Women's History Month. And we are going to be so blessed to celebrate Betty O, a Hyde Park native who has had a beauty and spa for 40 years. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
To me, 40 years. And Betty O is so awesome that her history reads that she was the first woman of color to grace the magazine for the top magazine for beauty for women, which is Vogue. And so she has an article in Vogue. It's dated in the 70s. And I'm so honored to be able to share with her and let us share with us about just making it in business and also just making it in life. And it's so piggybacks to what you said today, Janine, about how we see ourselves. And she's going to talk about that subject, how we see ourselves. And it's so in line with what you spoke on today about how we judge ourselves and how the world sees us. You know, we're too tall, too short, too fat, too skinny or slim, or we're too light, too dark. And so she's going to share that. So I just hope that if you are available, the Love Journey, to come over to the WVON. It's fitting that it's called the Legacy Room. We will honor a legend for sure and talk all about the wonderful, wonderful products from Soul Purpose. And we will start our first Sister Circle, our first Soul Purpose Sister Circle. After my health scare, I asked God, what would you have me to do? What's all this about? Well, how do I go forth? And I can just see him saying to me, gather your sisters, love on your sisters, let your sisters know how great they are. And we'll be doing that. Thank you so much, Janine, for having me on the call. Again, anything I can do, support, I am right here to support my sister. I love you all.
All right. You didn't tell us the cost.
It is a free event. It is a free event. It's our first Soul Purpose Sisters Circle, where we're going to sit in a circle and love on each other and feel each other's brokenness and also feel each other's success.
I love it. I love it when sisters come together and we remind each other that we were never broken, that we've always been perfect just the way we are. I love that.
Yeah.
That we are perfect just the way we are. We are the right color, the right size, the right shape, the right hair texture. God made us perfect because God knew us before we even put us in the womb of our mother's belly. We were perfect just the way we are right now. And we were never broken. I love that. I love that. So I'm excited. I wish I was in Chicago. Oh!
But there will be more to come. I am on the case for letting people know about God's goodness, what he did for me, he'll do for you, and that he is just so awesome in love. And so if I love you and you love
me. So before you go, can you tell him the time and location again? Because that's the text that's coming through. Get the time. That's going to be this Saturday at WVON, 1000 East 87th Street. And give us the time and location and how they can look on your Facebook page and find out if they didn't get it.
It will be on my Facebook page, Peggy Riggins. And I will be giving all the details there all day today. It's going to be at the WVON Legacy Room, 1000 East 87th Street, starting about 3 p.m. It is a wine and cheese social. And we're going to start some positive vibes. We're going to start some positive connections because we are perfect, made in the image of our Creator.
Just the way we are. I love it.
Just
so you know, I just want, for those who may not know, we have a lot of new callers on the line today who don't know Peggy Riggins. Peggy Riggins is a gift to the planet in so, so many ways. But let me just show you. Peggy Riggins had the most interesting health scare that I've ever seen. I remember the day I got your brother's call and it said Peggy was in the hospital. Peggy 27 seizures or 52 seizures and a heart attack and a what do you tell me, a heart attack and a something else. What's that? Oh, strokes. Two strokes. And he said, Janine, they told me she won't live again, but I need your prayer. He said, because I know where your prayer is going to go straight to heaven. So I began to pray. So I come up there, and I'm going to tell you, every time I came up there, she was in that coma. We were in that coma almost, 30-something days?
Mm-hmm.
And when she came out the coma, They said she probably would never walk. She'd never have the use of her words and her mind and all. Baby, I remember coming up there 1 week and she was couldn't hardly speak. And the next week, it wasn't like nothing never happened. In one whole week, from the time that the last time I had saw her, when she had went to the physical therapy place, I said, look at this lady right here. She got this strong reserve that I've just looked in her eyes and I knew. God said, look at my miracle. So whenever I think about a miracle, I think about her. Because the doctors had counted her out, baby, but God hadn't. People had counted her out, thought it was all for time. But let me tell you, I'm going to tell you right now, you are so loved, Peggy Riggins. I never knew you were so loved by so many people. This lady right here is loved by so many people in the world. People all over the world was praying, coming in. And whew, sometimes I come up there, she has so many people in the room, I just stop in and give her a little love and leave because it was just so many people. Wasn't even sometimes places to stay in. People love you, Peggy. And so I'm just wanting you to know that you, I don't know how much you remember, how many times you remember people came in there or not, but people really love you, Peggy Riggins.
It's a blessing.
I thank you for being able to be one of the people who watched your journey to see God's miracle in your life.
Whew. Yes.
And I know Miss Soul Purpose is on the line too. Miss Rosa J might want to say something because she loves her some Peggy Riggins too.
You are so, right.
Your line open. Good morning, Rosa.
And my line is open.
Yes.
Oh, good morning, Love Journey. Peggy is an amazing sister, and I, too, was one of those people that said, Lord, we ain't finished with Peggy yet. Peggy needs a whole bunch of stuff. My favorite word, God, you said you provide all things. Be the doctor, heal the body, make she come back stronger. Lord, please. Girl, you almost had me coming up to Chicago. Just to sit in the hospital with you. But I am grateful for you. I really am. And I am so proud of this new adventure that you're about to enlighten the ladies with. Because I, too, am a member of Soul Purpose. And that's where I met Peggy Riggins, way before the love journey. Way before.
Yeah.
And lo and behold,
yeah.
I met on a love journey. And I saw that Peggy Riggins was there. I said, I was in the right place. But thank you, God. So, yeah, I'm grateful for your recovery, and you are just shining, as you always do, brighter than you've ever been, and I'm grateful for that. You know, this journey with the Love Journey has been a total mindset change for me, you know. And one of my most important takeaways from being a part of the Love Journey is learning that I am made in the image and likeness of God, and God ain't poor. God doesn't need a thing. God has everything because everything belongs to him. And he gave that power to us, and we just don't recognize it. We're constantly complaining about things, and we're not taking any action to change anything. Are you that person? Please just listen to what's being taught here. And you will change. Do the activity. Don't procrastinate. Just take action. If you take one step, like Janine said, God will take the rest. He opens doors. He qualifies us. He gives us all that we need. But first, we must honor the God within us. We've got to tell the universe that we know how to treat ourselves. And therefore, we can treat others as we are. In all ways. You know, that's my greatest takeaway from you. And does it stop today? No. This is my ninth year of being a part of this. And every year it gets easier and easier. And last year was the show of the work that I have done. And it manifests. Stuff just showed up. I declared it to be so, and I got those steps that I needed to step to build my wealth. I got those people who also understand that they must pay themselves first in order to learn how to give and receive. You know, it's a process. It's not overnight, and you're just where you're supposed to be. Don't close the door. awareness is part of the journey. Once you're aware of your belief systems and everything, but especially money, because that's what we're talking about, your belief systems on money. Recommendation, go to the intensive mind, Millionaire Mind Intensive. It's free. Somewhere in your vicinity, it's coming up with you. That's going to be another step to your journey of beliefs. So, and also you can go online. You can go online and find the money belief questionnaire and go through your process and see what you really believe in. Remember this, thoughts and mind producing kind. So if you think you're poor, guess what? If you think you're wealthy, then you are. I am Rosa J., the wealth doctor. Be blessed.
All right. Thank you, Rosa J., the wealth doc, doing it God's way each and every day. I appreciate you. Peggy Riggins, question coming through. Will you be creating sister circles throughout different cities? And if so, how can they head up one of your sister circles in different cities?
Can I give out my email address?
You can give whatever you want, baby girl.
That is the intention, to do a world tour as big as God would have it. I definitely don't want to stay in Chicago. I know that this testimony needs to go through this world, throughout this world, because like Janine said, I knew nothing about it. When I woke up, I was healed. And so I know that wasn't for me. That was to inspire someone else that God is still on the throne. And so I still say that I could see him gathering my sisters together, that my sisters need me. And so I'm going to be a vehicle, and I pray I can go across this country with this message, that to give yourself to yourself before you give yourself away. And yes, my email address is pharmpeg17@gmail. That's farmgmail.com. My phone number is 312-401-9557. If you can hear, send me some love through the Spirit of God on this Sunday, 3 p.m. at the WVON Legacy Studios, 1000 East 87th, and visit me on Facebook, Peggy Riggins, or go to my website, PeggyRiggins.com, PeggyRiggins.com, and that's Farm Peg, PharmPeg17@gmail. Love you all.
Love you, love you, love you too as well, Peggy Riggins. Peggy Riggins in the house. All right. I just want to remind you all that's going to be Saturday, March 25th. And I want you to make sure I want us to do this. This is what I want us to do. I want us to take the flyer that Peggy Riggins has, especially if we're not in Chicago and we know we can't come, but we want to support her. Let's take that flyer and put it on our Facebook page for Peggy today. Let's put that on our flyers. Let me see, and put it on our Facebook page. I'm going to put it on the Love Journeys Facebook page as well as on my Facebook page to let people know that this is going to be an amazing event. Celebrating Women's History Month, Miss Betty Odom. Miss Betty Odom has touched the face of many celebrities, many people. I remember a little girl coming past her wonderful spot in Hyde Park, and now I think she's in 95th now, but she does some amazing work. When I tell you she does okay, she's back in Hyde Park. I know she had went to 95th
yeah,
for a minute.
She's back in the Hyde Park, thanks. Uh-huh.
Okay, she's in the Hyde Park Bank now. And it was a beautiful spot, and I remember thinking, one day I'm going to go to her spot and do all these things. And she's just in one of the most amazing spirits. And when I tell you she's touched the faces of many people, not just African-Americans, all colors, the girl is bad. In a time when black people didn't own spas. We didn't even really know that spas was much. And so Betty Odom is somebody that's phenomenal. I would love to hear her speak. I hope you all put it on Facebook because I definitely will be tuning in. But take the flyer today. It's going to be Sunday, March 25th, 3 p.m., 1000 East 87th Street. And I want you to call somebody. Call 10 people today that you know that's in the Chicagoland area and ask them to come and support Peggy Riggins' event. And you will not meet a more industrious woman, Miss Betty Odom, creating a sister circle. And let me tell you, if you want to grow and grow fast, get in a sister circle because sisters hold you accountable. See, it's a sister that's going to tell you, girl, that ain't right. This is what you should do. It's a sister that's going to hold you up. And I'm so grateful to see that we're starting to realize that all those myths about sisters ain't true. We're not catty. We want to. I have my biggest fans has been my sisters. My biggest fans when I needed somebody because somebody broke my heart was my sisters. When somebody told me what I couldn't do, somebody reminded me what I could do, that was my sisters. And so it's nothing like a sister circle. And you won't, I'm telling you, the women that are around and surround Peggy Riggins, they're not only supportive, but they bad to the bone. I'm talking about entrepreneurs. I'm talking about doctors, lawyers, radio station owners, filmmakers. I'm talking about health industry. She got them all around her because it's just a reflection of her beauty and her greatness. She got a variety of great women. Whenever I'm in her circle and I'm meeting women in her environment, they all about something great. And I'm talking about millionaires and billionaires and all kinds of authors.
Come on.
Just doing phenomenal things. So today I'm going to ask you today, just put it on your Facebook page. I'm about to put it on mine right now. And if anybody want me to send it to them directly because you can't get it off her page, just send. I will send it to you. But it's going to be on the Love Journeys Facebook page and it's going to be on our Janine Ingram's Facebook page. But I want you, and I'm going to put it in my Instagram, and I'm going to put it on my Twitter, and put it on all your social media accounts. And let's help support, get a lot of women there. It's time for us to help and support each other to do our big things. All right, family, and I just want to say thank you right now. Some people asking me to send it to us. So I'm about to send it right now. But I just want you to know right now, family, it's together that we can support each other and make it. It's together we can make millions of things happen. It's in the unity. And the more unity we have in our community, the more we can get things accomplished. With our money, with our thoughts, with our resources. When we pool our resources together and come together and make big things happen, be in that room. You don't want to miss it. Be Peggy Riggins there. Be there. And know that this is an opportunity to bring sisterhood together, family. All right, I'm sending it out to people in my text messages right now. If you want to be there, send it out in your text message. If you can't be there, if you know somebody who lives in the Chicagoland area or who might be visiting Chicago on this weekend, send them this flyer and ask them to stop by and support Peggy Riggins this weekend, March 25th, family. March 25th. Now, March 25th is not Saturday. That's Sunday, right? Because 23rd?
Yeah.
Yep, Sunday, March 25th. So just so you know, it's after church. So go, when you get out of church, get you a little something to eat. Go by there, get your wine and cheese and your sisterhood on, family. All right, that's March 25th, 1000 East 87th. And if you haven't met the phenomenal Peggy Riggins, go by there and tell her thank you for coming back and sharing her testimony. Thank you for allowing God to use her. Just stop by and say thank you, Peggy, for letting God use you and remind us that miracles can happen every day. Miracles are happening every day. That's my miracle right there. When I need to think of a miracle, I just look at Peggy and know God is amazing. Today, family, stop by her Facebook page and tell her thank you because she is the miracle. All right, Peggy, anything in your last words you want to leave us with? We're going to get off the line.
I love myself so much.
So much. So I can love you so much. That's
I love myself so much.
Thank so you. Much.
I am one grateful somebody. I'm going to be on Facebook Live in a little bit, maybe about the next 15, 20 minutes, and you'll be hearing some of your stuff. Because I'm so full today from being on your call. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know this song is dedicated to you right here, don't you know, Peggy Riggin? Your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And you truly are walking in God's favor, Peggy. Remember to choose love, family. And remember, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. Peggy, this song is dedicated to you. Your life is worth living. God saw you was worth living. This is Anthony Brown, Word Family. Peggy, this is for you, girl.
You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die. So I could be free, so I could be
Thank you, Peggy Riggins. God started your love with worth saving. And so you remind me each and every day that miracles are always happening. Thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover. I am all that God is. I am a grateful receiver, and you are all that God is too. Have a phenomenal, amazing, wonderful, love-filled day, and know that you are the apple of God's eye. Love you today, family.